real and complex numbers. The real number system consists of all numbers that can be represented by infinite decimals. This concept is more sophisticated than it seems for reasons that we'll explain later. For now, let me say that the reason for extending our number system from rational to real numbers is similar to the reason for introducing negative numbers and fractions. They allow us to solve equations that we couldn't otherwise solve. The most famous example of such an equation is x squared equals 2. In the 6th century BC, it was discovered by the school of Pythagoras that root 2 is irrational, which means that it cannot be represented by a fraction a over b. This discovery caused dismay when it was made, but now we cheerfully accept that we must extend our number system if we want to model things like the length of the diagonal of a square. Once again, the abstract method makes our task very easy. We introduce a new symbol, the square root, the tick of 2, and have one rule that tells us what to do with it. It squares to 2.